Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
With Well Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with Well Business. Visit switchtowellbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You've been listening to the TaxSlayer pregame show. Now it's time to go to the field for tonight's broadcast of Augusta Green Jackets baseball here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. This broadcast is brought to you by Augusta Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Augusta University Health, SRP, TaxSlayer, Textron, and WOW. Let's take you out to the field to join the voice of the Green Jackets for the 2023 season, Nathan Strauss.
Live here from the Joe in Charleston, South Carolina, it is Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight here. And the Green Jackets will look to be the superhero this evening as they look to take back the series lead. In fact, take the series tonight here in the fifth of six games in Charleston. The Green Jackets had a four-game win streak snapped last night by a score of 6-4. Augusta scored three runs in the top of the first, but blew two separate three-run leads over the course of the evening. Meanwhile, Charleston have still won just once in this series and just twice in their last 10 games, but six of their last seven losses, including all three losses this series, have come by just one run. Green Jackets can clinch the series victory with a win today. They will have one more chance tomorrow should things not break the way of Augusta this evening. The Green Jackets wearing their grays. The home team, the Charleston River Dogs, wearing their special superhero jerseys, the Defenders of the Diamond jerseys, which are red on the front and back with yellow sleeves and a superhero-style chest plate with a big red C for Charleston on the front. White letters and white pants completes the look. When the Green Jackets wear these gray uniforms, they are just 8-3. However, one concerning trend to monitor today for Augusta is their dismal Saturday record over the course of the season. For whatever reason that may be, the Green Jackets are 1-5 on Saturdays this year, including five consecutive losses after a shutout win on the first Saturday game of the season. They've also been rained out twice on Saturdays. Last Saturday, they dropped... Last Saturday, they did not play. The previous Saturday, they dropped both games of a doubleheader, looking to reverse their fortunes on the sixth day of the week here in Game 5 of this series. Ethan Werkinger steps in to lead it off against Yaniel Couret. And the first pitch from the Dominican is taken for a strike right down the middle at 96 miles an hour. Couret, a lot of velocity, can run it up almost to 100 miles an hour. 0-1 to Werkinger, sliced towards right field, dropping quickly but getting fouled and to land in the third row of seats. Werkinger has homered in each of the last three games. 7 for 17 on the series with four runs batted in, down here 0-2. Pitch taken inside 1-2 at 98. Justin Janis will bat second today. Bryson Worrell bats third. Nick Clarno in the cleanup spot. The 1-2 pitch. Line foul fought off there at 98. EJ Exposito bats fifth. Corey Acton bats sixth. Jair Casanova got two nights off. He bats seventh. Andrew Keck bats eighth. And Alexander Thien bats in the nine hole. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball taken high. When the Green Jackets saw Couret the first time this season, they knocked him out after three innings on five hits, four runs, including a two-run homer from Casanova. 2-2. Fouled off, slider inside at 88. Fastball, changeup, curveball, a sort of slurvy curveball is the mix for Couret. Taken down low, 3-2. The man behind the plate this evening calling balls and strikes is Cameron Jones on the bases. It's Travis Roberson. Full count here to the leadoff man Werkinger just underway. 3-2 in the dirt. And Werkinger, after falling down in the strike count 0-2, ends up working a nice 8-pitch walk as we are underway in earnest. And Justin Janis, 3 for 15 on the series, steps in. He had a great game on Wednesday night with a double and a triple. Has cooled off a bit since then. Yesterday went 1 for 4 with a strikeout in the 8th. Green Jackets had their first four men of the game each reach base. The first pitch here taken up and away. Werkinger does have four stolen bases this year. One out of Janis. Lined off the catcher and foul, and it goes back off the catcher's mask and out into fair territory. Dominic Keegan is behind the plate today. He got yesterday off. Ryan Spikes at third. Carlos Colmenares at short. Cooper Kinney at second. And Xavier Isaac at first. The outfield from left to right is Christopher Berrette, Chandler Simpson, and O'Neill Manzueta. 1-1 with Isaac holding Werkinger on the pitch. Swing and a miss. Janis late to a heater there at 96. One and two on deck, Bryson Worrell. Pickoff throw comes to first, and they've got him. And Werkinger is caught off the bag. One away. They had him leaning there and did not even make an attempt to get back. So the leadoff walk, no avail. One, two in the dirt. And it's 2-2. Two pitch. Line foul to left. Once again, the 2-2 taken inside, and the count goes full. So the Green Jackets doing a good job of seeing a lot of pitches here early on. Grounded towards first. It's a fair ball. Isaac fields it on the backhand. He underhands to Couret for the out. So two away as Bryson Worrell is next to the dish. Went 0 for 2 in the first meeting with Couret on the year. So far this series, 4 for 10 with a homer, two triples, and a double. The pitch swung on and missed. And the 0-1 line foul. Didier Fuentes is the starter for the Green Jackets today, coming off of a career-high 6 strikeout performance last Sunday. The 0-2 checked his swing. They appealed to first. He did not go on a breaking ball taken high. The 1-2, fouled off. So already 20 pitches in this first inning for Couret, as the Green Jackets have been good at getting out in front early in these games versus the River Dogs this week. Green Jackets lead the season series 6-4. 1-2, swing and a miss. He was out in front that time with a curveball at 86. Back in a moment for the bottom of the first.
For a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Back here in Charleston as we prepare for the bottom of inning number one, Didier Fuentes, still 17 years of age, comes out to the mound here today. Last time out, Fuentes picked up a loss but gave up just 2 runs on the first 2 batters he faced. He walked the leadoff man and gave up a home run after that, and that was the damage that he surrendered. After that, he gave up 2 more hits and walked a couple but also struck out 6. Chandler Simpson, the speedy lefty, in to lead it off. Infield in at third, first pitch, fouled off. Simpson, 31 stolen bases, 3 for 11 on the series. Xavier Isaac, who homered yesterday, is on deck. Simpson had a bunt single the other day. The 0-1 from Fuentes, slider taken low at 81. One pitch. Taken up high, a fastball at 92. Two-one, taken high. Three and one the count. This one chopped up the middle toward short. Exposito fields and fires. Nice pick by Janis for the out. Alexander 10 plays at third. EJ Exposito at short. Corey Acton at second. Justin Janis at first. Nick Clarno is the catcher. Jair Casanova is in left. Ethan Werkinger in center. And Bryson Worrell is in right. The big lefty Xavier Isaac is next to the plate. 6 feet 4 inches tall. Homered yesterday. A 3-run shot which was at that point the tying run. Swing and a miss here. Oh, 1. Tipped foul off of Clarno's mitt. Oh, 2. Taken down low. Fuentes, mostly a fastball and an off-speed pitch, changeup, and mixes in a breaking ball from time to time as well. 1-2. Taken on the inside corner with a breaking ball. Strike 3. First pitch popped up into right field. Bryson Worrell comes in trying to find it in the sun. He backs up and makes the catch. So it's a 1-2-3 first for Didier Fuentes on just about 10 pitches as well. We head to the top of inning number 2. No score here from Charleston.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Hell yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Top of the second here as Nick Clarno steps in and fouls off the first pitch of this frame. No score through one. Both teams hitless. Ethan Werkinger did get on base but then was picked off back in the first frame. 0-1 is taken outside at 97. And this one's fouled off as well. It's 0-2. One, two, breaking ball taken just inside. So 2-2 here on Clarno, batting cleanup. He takes this one outside. Curet really throws quite hard and reaches back to let it fly. 3-2 here in the dirt, and Clarno will walk. Once again, the leadoff man is aboard. So Exposito next up to the dish. First pitch tipped into the mitt. It's 0-1. 0-1. Misses inside. Clarno a big secondary lead. Not the biggest threat to run. One-one. Breaking ball taken high. Snap throw to first. Not in time. Two-one. Lined up the middle towards left center field. Dropping quickly. It's in for a base hit. Clarno had to hold up. He wasn't sure if Simpson with his speed was going to get there, but he did not. So runs on first and second now with no one out. Acton next to the plate. Yesterday, his first game where he did not reach base with the Green Jackets. He tries to bunt here on a 97-mile-an-hour fastball and pushes it into the dugout. Infield shifted a bit for the lefty. Big hole between short and third. The pitch is cut on and missed. It's 0-2. O-2, swing and a miss, high fastball at 98. So Casanova is next up with one away now. Casanova had a couple of days off and went 0-for-9 in the first couple of games of the series, riding a very hot bat over the month of May, but seems to have cooled off a bit. Two aboard. And one away in the second. First pitch, Casanova fouls it off. A one. Checked his swing on a high fastball, ducking out of the way, and he held up. Lead off walk for Clarno and then a single for Exposito. First hit of the ball game. Still no score. One-one. Up and in with a 90-mile-an-hour changeup. One pitch way outside at 98. So Yaniel Curet already up to 37 pitches now with one away here in inning number two. The Green Jackets saw him well earlier on in the year. Three-one tipped into the mitt. Big swing there from Casanova. Casanova did homer off of him as well, a two-run homer for what was at that point his second homer of the season. So a full count. The pitch, grounded up the middle softly. It dies down the third base line, and it's going to roll foul. Good awareness to let that one go. So once again, a full count. Runners on first and second. The pitch, grounded up the middle. Kuret fields it. He throws to second for one. On to first in time. A nicely turned 1-4-3 double play retires the side. Green Jackets get the first two aboard. And we go to the bottom of the second with no score.
To rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Back here as we head to the bottom of the second inning, no score. Green Jackets got two runners aboard in the top of the frame, but a 1-4-3 double play ended it. So Cooper Kinney leads it off. Some news today as Cameron James, who had been playing third base and second base over the course of the first couple of months of the year, was promoted as this first pitch is lifted to left. Going back is Casanova to the warning track. He makes the catch. Cameron James called up to Bowling Green, high A, along with Cade Halamanu, who appeared in relief on Tuesday night. First pitch from Fuentes, off speed, misses outside to Carlos Colmenares. 4-for-13 with a homer and a double yesterday, rather on the series. Homered yesterday with what ended up being an insurance run, a solo shot in the seventh inning. To make it 6-4. That was the final score. 1-1 the count now on the lefty. Fuentes delivers. It's fouled off. Fastball at 94. One and two the count. The pitch fouled off. Foul got the back foot of Clarno. One, two again, and this one waved at and missed, although maybe fouled off, in fact. I think it hit the umpire in the lower thigh. And I believe they are saying a foul ball, as that one might have got off the very end of the bat. Once again, for the third time, a 1-2. Changeup bounces in, taken for a ball. Two-two. Fastball trails away, taken up and outside. So 3-2, this one golfed to right. Worrell going back to the track, it is gone. Second straight day with a homer for Colmenares, and it's 1-0 River Dogs. So Fuentes gets hurt by the home run ball once again. He has now given up a homer in five of his last six outings. Six homers in total over that time span. His last nine innings of work coming into this frame had been a lot better. In his previous nine innings before this second inning, he had given up just seven hits and two runs with 11 strikeouts in that time. 0-1 is the count here on spikes. He blows a fastball by him. It's 0-2. Pitch popped up to the right side of the infield. Acton going over, and he will make the catch on the dirt. So Manzueta steps in and takes a strike. First series back here at this level. Had previously been up in high A to start the year. 3-for-14 with a homer and a triple. 0-1 saws him off on the hand. It's popped up towards second. Janis, the first baseman, over to make the catch. A solo home run, though, is the difference right now as we head to the third inning. And the Green Jackets will have the bottom of the order coming up when we come back. 1-0 Charleston on top.
Sometimes we win, sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
8-9-1 due up here in the top of the third inning. Andrew Keck set to lead it off. Green Jackets down 1-0 off the solo home run for Carlos Colmenares, his second homer in as many days. Keck, 10, and Workinger in to start this half inning. Keck went 1-for-4 on Thursday with a strikeout, also singled to left. The righty Keck, a 675 OPS, swings and misses at the first pitch. Fastball from Kuret. It is 0-1. Swing and a miss on a pitch that I believe hit the umpire on the arm. And missed the catcher's glove, but it did result in a strike. So it's 0-2. Pitch to Keck, breaking ball taken high slider. Green Jackets got a walk and a single to open up the second inning, but could not advance either runner. 1-2, fastball bouncing up at 96, and the count evens up. Two to Keck. Whoa, fastball way outside. It missed the catcher and everyone as that one went all the way to the backstop over towards the dugout of the River Dogs. That one missed by a country mile. And the count goes full. Three, two. Swing and a miss and a fastball up and away. Third strikeout for Kuret, and that is the first out of the frame. Alexander 10, the switch hitter, next to bat. He'll take this at bat as a lefty. 0 for his last 9, 1 for 12 in his brief career with Augusta so far. First pitch taken down and in, fastball at 97. One oh, misses in the dirt. Two oh, up and away. Three straight balls here, and Tan as the nine man has a chance to draw a valuable walk. Three-oh pitch, taken right across the plate. A get-me-over fastball. And the pitch lined foul, and all of a sudden the count 3-2. That one got into the stands in a hurry. Payoff pitch. Fouled off, high fastball. Again, a long at-bat here against Kura. Three, two. Swing and a miss. Golfed over a fastball that was not a strike. Back-to-back strikeouts here. Back-to-back long at-bats, but to no avail. So two away, no one on for Ethan Werkner. Walked and then was picked off back in the first. First pitch to Werkner, grounded towards third, rolled over it, but foul off the tarp. Oh, 1. Soft grounder this time to short. Fielded on a couple of hops by Colmenares, who throws to first. It's caught by Isaac just barely with a snow cone grab to retire the side. Green Jackets go in order. We go to the bottom of inning number 3 when we come back.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. GreenJacketsBaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and, of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit GreenJacketsBaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Didier Fuentes back out to the mound for the bottom of the third. Green Jackets trailing 1-0. Cloudy Saturday evening here. Some chance of rain. A little bit of wind blowing out to right. One hit allowed so far in this game by Fuentes with a solo home run. It's John Diaz who leads it off. 8-9-1. Fuentes with one strikeout and only one ground out allowed as well. The other five batters to bat have all put it in the air. Four of them for outs and one for a home run. Diaz takes a strike at 93 from the young Fuentes. He turns 18 rather on June 17th. He fires a fastball past him here. It's 0-2. So this is possibly, his second to last start as a 17-year-old. someone who initially was thought about as being an arm who could possibly get to Augusta at the end of the season. They challenged him and brought him here to start the year instead. 0-2. Dolph to right. If it's fair, it's gone. It is foul. Wow. Caught a hanger there and drilled that one almost 400 feet, and it just sliced to the right of the pole. Again, 0-2, taken up and away. Nearly got the edge of the zone with a fastball. One-two pitch, breaking ball, fouled off. Lands on the roof and then comes rolling all the way back down. One-two, breaking ball, tried to backdoor him, taken outside and wide. And the 2-2. Chopped off the end of the bat up the middle. Acton fields it, golfs it, and throws away the ball. It's picked up by Clarno, and there will be no advance, but we'll see how they score this one. Likely an error on the second baseman, Acton, who had a little bit of trouble getting it out of his glove. They put a hit up on the scoreboard. Diaz does run well. At the very least, the leadoff man is on here for Christopher Berrette on a three-game hitting streak, one shy of his season long. Runner on first. This one's lined towards right center field. It's going to get down in the alley. Diaz hits second and will slide into third. The throw just now gets in. And now runners on the corners with no one out for Fuentes to work out of this jam with Simpson, the leadoff man, next to the plate. So excellent speed at the plate with Simpson. Berrette is on at first. And the first pitch here, slider misses outside. The 1-0. That one does get the zone with a slider. They've given it as an infield hit officially to Diaz now. So back-to-back singles have runners at the corners. 1-1 pitch. Driven towards right but foul and getting out of play over towards the Shoeless Joe berm. The Shoeless Joe perch out there in right center field. One and two. Pitch, checked his swing, did not go. Shoeless Joe Jackson, obviously famously of his 1919 World Series infamy, was a South Carolina native. 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three, got him to chase a fastball away. First out of the inning, and that'll bring up Xavier Isaac, who struck out looking back in the first. Runners on the corners here. 1-0 is the score. Charleston is on top. First pitch to Isaac, taken down low. It's 1-0. Shoeless Joe Jackson, part of that Black Sox scandal back in 1919. The pitch taken outside. So a couple of balls here to the power hitting Isaac. 3-run home run for him in this inning yesterday. This pitch bounces in. So 3-0 now. In danger of walking the bases loaded. With the man with the best batting average in the league on deck. The count 3-0. The pitch from Fuentes is inside ball four. So a four-pitch walk, and that's loaded the bases here. Barrette goes to second. So now we've got Diaz on third. Barrette on second base. And Isaac on at first base. As that'll bring out a mound visit here. Wes McGuire, the pitching coach, and Nick Clarna, the catcher, going out to have a chat with the young Fuentes. That'll bring up Dominic Keegan to the plate. Keegan out of Vanderbilt. Also out of Methuen, Massachusetts. Just 22 years of age. Fourth rounder last year. Played 3.5 years at Vanderbilt. Was part of their national championship winning team back in 2019. Obviously no full season in 2020. And he elected to stay. Was drafted in the 19th round by the Yankees in 2021. And stuck it out for the extra year instead. This year, with the bases loaded, he is 2-for-2. Trying to bring home another run. 1-0 is the score. Green Jackets down. The first pitch is taken outside and low. Outfield is deep. Infield is at double play depth up the middle. The 1-0 pitch gets the zone with a curveball. So one away, the 1-1, line towards center. Going over is the left fielder, Casanova. He will make the catch, and the throw comes into third base. So it'll be a sacrifice fly for Keegan. And that'll bring home the second run of the game. It's 2-0 River Dogs as Diaz scores. The other runners stay put at first and second. So now two away. Still two aboard. And Cooper Kinney is next up. Barrette has good speed on second base, so a single that's deep enough could have the potential to score him. Outfield playing deep here for the cleanup hitter, Kinney, as well. First pitch, caught on and missed. Got a fastball past him at 94. Landon Harper up and loosening in the Green Jackets bullpen. 0-1. Popped foul and out of play over behind home plate. Fuentes a strike away from getting out of this half inning with only the one run allowed. First and second, two away. And an 0-2 count to the cleanup hitter. Gets the sign, the pitch. Line softly towards left field. It's going to get in for a base hit. Casanova over to cut it off. One run is in to score. It gets down at the warning track. They're giving him the wave home. The throw comes into the shortstop. To the plate, the throw, the slide. He is out. So another run comes in. It's 3-0, but score that one 9-6-2. On the outfield assist from Casanova, who threw it from the warning track to Exposito, and that will give a three-run cushion for Kuret, who will come back out to the mound and we come back. Score it an inning-ending RBI single as Barrette scores, but Isaac is thrown out. Back with a fourth inning when we come back here on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Back here for inning number four, as the Green Jackets are down 3-0. Leading it off is Justin Janis, as it appears there's been a call to the bullpen, which means it's likely that this is Kikito Severino. We'll see who is announced coming in. First pitch here is fouled off. Oh, and one to Janis. This one socked towards right center field, dropping quickly. Sliding is the right fielder, Manzueta. But he is just able to get that one in time for the out. So one away. It's still Kurett on the mound, although it looks like they announced a pitching change, but it's still Kurett out there. Bryson Worrell next up. He'll get a strike on the outside corner. And welcoming a new voice to the broadcast, it's Asa Strauss, my brother.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going good. This is really cool to see this very close.
The count 0-2 here on Worrell, who struck out to end the first inning. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Heater got him at 98. Quickly two away. You've been to some other minor league games before. Where were those minor league games?
Yeah, so that was 2 years ago out in New Hampshire, the minor league Fisher Cats, the AA affiliate of the Blue Jays, where Vladimir Guerrero Jr. came out of. That was a pretty cool experience. I have to say, I like the weather up here better.
Nick Clarno takes a ball. Asa, also a baseball player, just wrapped up his sophomore season as Clarno takes ball two. How was your sophomore year?
It was great. Good season. Learned a lot from the older players. It's
2-0, driven to left center field and deep. Going back is Simpson to the track. It is caught on a run. That one just died out there. Looked like it might have had home run distance off the bat. We'll keep it here as we go to the bottom of the fourth. It looks like Landon Harper is going to come into the game to pitch for the Green Jackets, although they are now bringing the manager over. And yeah, Landon Harper is going to come in the game here. 17-year-old on the mound to start the game for the Green Jackets, Didier Fuentes. His night is over after three innings of work, gives up a couple of hits and three runs. What is it? What do you think about, you know, when there's a 17-year-old pitcher at this level of baseball? What does that make you think about?
I think it's very impressive, and I think it puts things in perspective how hard these people work, and also puts into perspective how bad I probably am compared to these people.
Well, it's like they always say, comparison is the thief of joy. There's Captain America out there on the dugout to our left. And our dad is taking a picture down below. What have you thought about Charleston so far?
It's a very unique city. I like the weather the most out of anything here.
What are you going to do this summer?
This summer I'm going to be spending it abroad in Chile for a month doing a service trip. Looking forward to that. being out there in the cool.
If you could pick one job in baseball to work, what would you pick?
Besides playing?
Yeah.
I'd want to be a manager, getting to watch all the games and make the calls.
Coming into the game for the Green Jackets to replace Fuentes is Landon Harper. It's his first action of the series, 3.72 ERA. Day three pick in last year's draft from Southern Mississippi, 14th rounder. This year, 10 appearances, 4-2 record, 29 innings pitched. A possibility, depending on how long he goes here today, that he will become the longest, or rather the pitcher with the most innings under his belt on the active roster for the Green Jackets. What do you think it would be like? So the catcher for the River Dogs, Dominic Keegan, grew up a Red Sox fan because he grew up in Methuen. Two years ago, was drafted by the Yankees, didn't sign, and then last year drafted by the Rays. Do you think it would be weird to be drafted by a team that's sort of a rival of the team that you grew up cheering for?
I don't. I think that the one thing that unites any baseball player is that you love the game of baseball, and I think as much as you can support a team, getting the opportunity to play for any team is it's a very unique opportunity. I think you have to take advantage of that regardless.
And obviously in minor league baseball, it's the same game, but sometimes with a little bit different style, a little bit more flair. What do you think of these River Dogs jerseys?
That was the first thing I noticed when I got to the field. Very cool. Reminds me of some World Baseball Classic uniforms.
Carlos Colmenares, who hit that solo home run in the second off of Fuentes, leads it off. He's been on a tear. Two of his three home runs on the season coming in the last two games. First pitch from the righty Harper in for a strike at 91. The other cool thing about baseball is that you really get players from all sorts of levels. So you've got players who were signed internationally. You've got college players as the 0-1 grounded foul towards the River Dogs dugout. Then you've got players who were drafted out of high school and players who played 1 or 2 years at college or 3 or 4 years at college as well. It's cool how everyone can sort of find the level no matter where they came from to start. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Three-pitch strikeout to open up the outing for Harper. 3-0 is the score. We're here in the bottom of the fourth. Green Jackets held to just one hit so far by Couret, although some hard contact as well. There have been a lot of different jerseys in the park today, too. I've seen Braves, Red Sox, not a whole lot of Rays. There was an Aaron Judge Yankees jersey as well.
I've seen a couple of Marlins jerseys. Very unique group of jerseys.
Ryan Spikes next up. He swings and misses at a slider. It's 0-1. Who was your favorite baseball player growing up, and who is it now?
Growing up, it was definitely Dustin Pedroia, although I didn't follow it that closely until I turned around 11, 12 years old. But right now, it's definitely Alex Verdugo.
0-2 in for a strike. Rather, 0-1 in for a strike. It's 0-2 on Spikes, who popped up in the second. 0-2 pitch, driven to center. Going back is Workinger to the track. He's looking up. It is out of here, off the batter's eye. Third homer of the season for Ryan Spikes, and it's 4-0 River Dogs. Workinger nearly caught that one as well. Instead, it ends up over and off the batter's eye for the second homer of the day for this team. You had a funny story with Alex Verdugo as well.
Yeah, so about a couple weeks back, I was sitting in right field at Fenway Park, and I called for a ball, and he threw it to me, and it hit me right in the face.
And it broke your lip, and you had a sort of baseball imprint on your face. How did you miss the ball, by the way?
I think I got a little stressed out, and it approached really fast.
1-0 to Mensueta. This one's grounded foul down the third baseline, 1-1. One away here in the bottom of the fourth. You kept the ball, though, right?
Yeah, I have to say, I know a lot of people who have had a baseball from a game, but not that many people who have a baseball with their own blood on it, and it's truly a highlight.
one and two, the count fouled off. It's even funnier, too, because as a someone who plays baseball, the odds of you making the catch are probably a little bit higher than they are for someone else.
Yeah, well, I'm a pitcher, so I don't know.
1-2 pitch, taken down and away, 2-2. If you had to pick right now, what's your World Series matchup?
Right now? That's a hard one. I'm going to have to go Rays Diamondbacks right now.
2-2 pitch, waved and a miss. So two strikeouts sandwiched around a solo home run. You think the Diamondbacks have enough to make it all the way to the World Series?
I think they're a young team, and I think they have a lot to offer. I mean, realistically, they're probably not going to make it there, but I'd like to see them.
John Diaz, lefty into the box. First pitch fastball taken high. How important do you think throwing fast is in today's day and age?
I think today's day and age, it's extremely important. I think locating is more important, but you got to be able to throw hard and throw well.
1-0 grounded to short, and that retires the side. Last one for you. Ben Joyce called up from AA the other day and is throwing 102 miles an hour. Do you think that you can make yourself throw that hard if you put in the work, or do you think you have to be sort of born with the ability to get a little bit of extra velo?
I think a lot of it, you have to be born with that skill. You can work yourself up to the high 90s and maybe low 100s, but to be able to hit 105, 106 as a 20-year-old, I think you need to have some special, I guess, attribute.
If you as a batter faced yourself as a pitcher, what's the result?
I think I'm going to strike out or ground out. I'm not a good hitter. I don't hit, so...
Well, fair enough. Thanks for hopping on.
Thank you for
having
me.
See you after the game. Lots of love.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
4-0 is the score as we are back here in the top of the fifth. First pitch curveball in for a strike to Exposito. Green Jackets still looking for a run today as this one's lined towards right center field and deep. Worrell going back. Excuse me, not Worrell. It is Mantueta going back to the track, and he'll make the catch for the first out. A couple of long flyouts here for the Green Jackets today, but none have gone over the fence as of yet. So Corey Acton next to bat, one away top of the fifth. First pitch swinging, it swung on and missed. He struck out his first time up. Exposito had the only hit of the day for the Green Jackets back in the second. 0-1, tipped into the mid, 0-2. No action in the bullpen, and why would there be at this point? 67 pitches and 5 strikeouts and just the one hit allowed by Yaniel Curet. 0-2, popped up, could be playable here down the third baseline. Spikes loses his hat going over to the line, and he makes the catch over near the Green Jackets dugout. Jair Casanova next up to the plate quickly, two outs. The Green Jackets have gone down very, very speedily since the second inning. And the pitch to Casanova has popped up. Playable here for the first baseman. Isaac goes over to the line and makes the catch. Casanova tried to get out of the way of him as well, going over towards the base. Instead, it becomes another fast inning, just six pitches for Kuret. And we head to the bottom of the fifth. Green Jackets down 4-0.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet, like super fast, extra reliable Internet 100 from WOW for just $19.99 a month. Choose your perfect plan today at WOWWay.com. And for a limited time, sign up for our fastest speed to get $300 on us.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Back here for inning number five, bottom of the frame. Harper back out onto the mound. Green Jackets down 4-0, still looking for their second hit of the game. Four runs, five hits, meanwhile, for the River Dogs so far today, whose bats have really woken up. Christopher Berrette set to lead it off. Nine, one, and two due up, and he grounds the first pitch towards second. Acton fields on two hops and throws to first to get him. So Chandler Simpson, the Atlanta native, played at Georgia Tech, is next up. He's 0 for 2, a ground out and a strikeout. Chased out of the zone on Fuentes back in the third. He squares the bunt and pulls back to take a strike. The third baseman, Alexander Ten, is all the way in on the grass. He's got good enough bunt speed and bunt ability that even if he were to put one down, he's probably safe no matter where it goes, as long as it lands in fair territory. But he pops this one up over to third, and Ten makes the catch. So Xavier Isaac, 0 for 1 with a walk, is next to the plate. He got thrown out at home to end the inning in the third. The first pitch down and in. Harper moving comfortably on the line, on the mound. Isaac just inside the lines of the batter's box, 1-0. Misses just inside, 2-0. Two zero pitch. Doesn't get the call on the inside part of the plate. So the count 3-0. Hitters count for a good hitter at the plate. Pitch misses down and in. So the second walk of the day for Isaac, who is now up to 28 walks to 20 strikeouts on the season. A two-out walk here, and that'll bring up Dominic Keegan. Looking around the Carolina League right now, earlier today, Myrtle Beach picked up a win over Salem in the conclusion of yesterday's suspended game. 7-5, the score in that one. Myrtle Beach is also up 1-0 on Salem right now in the seven-inning game that follows that completion of the suspended game. Time is called, and we've got a pitch clock violation. It'll make it 1-0 as Harper gets called. Down East is up 7-6 over Columbia right now. That game going to the bottom of the eighth in Kinston. 1-0 pitch, slider in for a strike, 1-1. Carolina up 3-0 on Lynchburg. That game going to the bottom of the second inning. Fredericksburg up 6-0 on Delmarva as Fredericksburg looks to win their 8th of their last 9. The 1-1, grounded towards third. 10 Fields fires across the diamond to first to retire the side. A walk, but nothing else, and we'll head to the 6th inning. Green Jackets still trailing by a score of 4-0, looking for their second hit of the day.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
We are back here for the top of the 6th inning. Couret remains on the mound. Green Jackets struggling against him so far. Had a couple of great competitive at-bats in the early part of this game, but their last base runner came in the 2nd inning. 11 straight men have been retired by the 20-year-old man out of San Pedro de Macorís. There is an arm that is beginning to throw down the right field line in the bullpen for the River Dogs. As Andrew Keck leads it off. Struck out back in the third. 0 for 1, 1 for 5 on the series. And the first pitch misses inside. The 1-0. Cut on and missed. Got it past him at 95 again. Fuentes went 3 innings earlier today with 4 hits allowed and 3 runs all earned, including a home run. 1-1 the count here on Keck. The pitch gets the inside corner 1-2. 73 pitches now for the youngster Couret on the mound, and he has been cruising. The 1-2 in the dirt. Getting loose from the bullpen is Michael Sansone, the lefty out of Connecticut. 2-2 pitch. Grounded sharply down the third baseline, but foul, and it bounces into the Green Jackets bullpen. No one aboard, no one out. 2-2 pitch, hits him on the arm. 86-mile-an-hour curveball. Keck has a remarkable knack for getting hit with pitches. That's his 6th time getting hit by a pitch this season. Second most on the team. And he will become the first Green Jackets base runner in the last 12 batters. And he leads off this inning. And that'll perhaps open up the floodgates a little bit here. Green Jackets looking to piece together some competitive at-bats. Alexander 10 struck out his last time up. 4 strikeouts in his 7 at-bats on the series. Takes a strike to open this at-bat. On deck, Ethan Workinger. And the 0-1. Up and away. Fastball at 96. Sansone in the bullpen. 5'9", 195 out of Fairfield. 4-year player in the MAC. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase a high fastball. 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three, as there is another strikeout, number six of the day for Courette. Keck on first, Ethan Werkinger is next up as the lineup card flips over. Alexander Ten, by the way, now 0 for his last 11 with five strikeouts in that time. Werkinger in, and he'll drive the first pitch to center field. Going back is Simpson to the track. He's looking up, and he makes the catch on the warning track, crashing into the wall. Keck has to go all the way back, and will get in time with no throw. Werkinger nearly had his fourth homer in as many days, and instead, it turns into a long flyout. And that, I believe, is going to do it for Courette, who goes 5 2/3 innings on 81 pitches, 52 strikes, and leaves the game as the pitcher of record looking to pick up a win. One hit allowed, two walks, six strikeouts. A very good performance. We'll have the news on the pitching change when we come back here from Charleston. 4-0 is the score. Green Jackets getting shut out so far.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
2 away here as we are back in Charleston for the top of inning number 6. We've got our first pitching change. Michael Sansone, the short lefty, out of the bullpen, trying to retire the side. Justin Janis steps in and takes a ball. Sansone, not a lot of velocity between the low 70s and the mid 80s, but he's been very effective at getting men out so far this year, his first full professional season. Lefty on lefty is the matchup here, and the pitch is flown into right field. Manzueta didn't have a beat on it at first. Now he does, and he will come in to make the catch to retire the side. So the Green Jackets get the leadoff man aboard via the hit by a pitch and then go down in order in their next three at-bats. To the bottom of the sixth we go, 4-0. Green Jackets trailing in this one when we come back.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. They complete each other. And with Wow, you get the ultimate pair. Right now, save $30 a month when you bundle extra reliable internet and Wow TV Plus. And on select packages, get a free modem and up to two free Wow TV Plus boxes for a year. Call 833-WOW-SALE today.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
We are back here for the bottom of the sixth. Green Jackets still getting one hit in this one. They got a base hit from Exposito in the second inning and a couple walks and a hit by pitch, but nothing else so far today. Green Jackets won the first three games of this series. So Augusta assured of at least a series split, but they'd like to win one of these last two games, if not both. The first pitch here is lined sharply down the right field line for a base hit. Kinney hits first. He's thinking two. Takes the big turn and then goes back to the bag as Worrell unforks a long throw that got in on the fly. So leadoff single for Cooper Kinney, his second hit of the day, and that'll bring up Carlos Colmenares, who homered in inning number two. First pitch. Taken for a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Runner off of first here in the bottom of the sixth, 0-1 pitch. Change up in for a strike. Busy day across the NCAA baseball world as well as the regionals continue. Two, swing and a miss, tied him up on the inside part of the plate with a slider, and there is the first out. A couple of games already final in the NCAA world today, and a couple of teams have ended up eliminated. We know that Northeastern has been eliminated so far, as Southern Miss knocked off number 13 Auburn in the losers game of that first one, so they'll have a chance to take on Penn to potentially win the regional, as this one is caught in right field. Nicely done by Bryson Worrell to get over there for the second out. O'Neill Manzueda is next up. He's 0-2, a pop out and a strikeout. Road to Omaha, such a fun part of every season. First pitch fastball taken high, and a snap there back to first, not in time. One oh pitch. Good breaking ball gets the zone. Lead off single. That's been it so far in this frame. 1-1 pitch. Grounded foul off the end of the bat. Harper looking to finish up his third inning of work.
Everything looks so good.
And the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, and the side is retired. So a couple more strikeouts for Harper. He's up to four on the day. And we head to the seventh inning. Green Jackets looking for some success at the plate. Just the one hit through six frames when we come back.
All fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorks.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Back here as Michael Sansone remains on the mound. The lefty will get his second inning of action. He came in as a stopper his last time out and is doing the same here today. Came in with a runner on first and two away in the top of the sixth, and he'll get a chance to go through the heart of the order here as Bryson Warr will get a chance to bat right-handed. Warrell, a switch hitter, has taken all but two at-bats so far with the Green Jackets this year as a lefty, and now is batting from the right-hand side. No one aboard. Top of the seventh inning. Green Jackets looking for any kind of action at the plate with 3, 4, and 5 due up. First pitch swung on and missed at 80 miles an hour, and it's 0-1. One pitch, waved at a miss. 77 miles an hour, but Worrell couldn't locate it. As of right now, with Myrtle Beach picking up that win earlier today, they are 27-22, just one game back of Columbia, who lead the league. Augusta just two games back, trying to avoid falling further off the trail. Swing and a miss. He was nowhere close to a 78-mile-an-hour changeup. Worrell now three strikeouts in three trips to the plate. Nick Clarno, walk and a flyout today, gets the next chance at bat. And Michael Sansone appears to be done for the evening as he comes in, gets two outs, a flyout, and a strikeout, and that'll do it. Not much more he could have been asked to do, as we've got Jake Christensen coming in. We'll take a break with no one on and one away. In the top of the seventh, Green Jackets trailing 4-0.
With Well Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with Well Business. Visit switch2wellbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Well, 4-0 the score. We're back here in the seventh inning. And the man they once called Hoser the Closer is coming out from the bullpen. Jake Christensen, drafted in last year's draft by Tampa Bay. In the 15th round of St. Paul, Minnesota, went to Feather River JUCO out in California. Started off his college career as a catcher, transitioned into a pitcher his final year. And his first pitch to Nick Clarno, in for a strike at 92. And the 0-1 from Christensen, grounded softly foul. 6-3, 182, right-hand throwing Christensen. Last time out, went two innings, picked up the save. His first professional save of the season. He did pick up a save last year in rookie ball as well. 0-2, breaking ball, driven on a line to center field. Simpson battles the sun. He'll backtrack and make the catch. That's E.J. Exposito, who has the lone hit of the day. is the next man up. No one on, two away. A man is up and warming for the Green Jackets as well. Exito will take the first pitch up and in at 90 for a ball. No runs, a hit, no errors for the Green Jackets. Four runs, six hits, no errors for Charleston. The 1-0 pitch lines softly to right. Manzueta has it in his tracks coming in, and he'll make the catch. Another 1-2-3 inning. Green Jackets still looking for their first base runner, rather their first base hit since the second inning. They have made 15 outs since the last time they recorded a hit. Back with the bottom of the seventh when we come back. Actually, we'll keep it here for the seventh inning stretch on the Green Jackets Radio Network. Pitching change here, as for the first time this season, Ronaldo Alessandro comes into the game for the Green Jackets. Just assigned to Augusta earlier this week, with Cedric DeGrandpre going up to high A. 25 years old, 6 feet tall, 170 pounds, although a little bit bigger than that, a little bit taller than that. 0-1 in 10 appearances with a whip of 2.03 in high A earlier this year. His first pitch is fouled off, and it's 0-1, 95 miles an hour. His numbers are a bit inflated because the second-to-last appearance he made against Hickory 2 weeks ago went an inning and two-thirds, but gave up seven hits and three runs. The 0-1 pitch here misses low at 89. Before that, though, he had four innings of scoreless work strung back to back to back with eight strikeouts in this time, and he has good strikeout numbers, and the 1-1 fouled off. Last year with Augusta, 18 appearances, 29 innings of work, 42 strikeouts before a late season promotion to high A Rome. 1-2 is the count here to the lefty Diaz at the plate in the bottom of the seventh. The pitch fouled off. Signed as an international free agent in 2018. One, two. Soft grounder, just foul down the first baseline. So once again, it remains 1-2 with no one away. The pitch, up and in, fastball at 95, taken for a ball. Two-two, chopped sharply but foul. Count remains 2-2. The pitch taken outside. Good at bat here to lead off this inning from John Diaz. Full count, the 3-2 inside, and that is ball four. Diaz works his way to first. So that'll bring up Christopher Barrette. A single and a ground out for him. All the games this series have gone by very quickly. There hasn't really been a single long game, and in reality, that's because the pitching staffs of both these teams do a good job of keeping things low scoring, all things considered. The first three games of the series that were won by the Green Jackets, 5-3, 2-1, and 4-3, and even yesterday's 6-4 game was quicker than expected. 0-1 pitch, rolled over on it towards second. Acton just misses the ball, and it gets all the way to right field, and going from second to third is Diaz on what should be an error on Corey Acton. Had a chance there, not to turn two, but to certainly get one out at first, and the second baseman Acton just missed the ball. So for the second time today, the speedy Chandler Simpson up to the plate with runners on the corners. This is indeed an E4. So a walk and then a error, and he'll square to bunt. He'll drop one down the third base line. It will roll foul. Good alertness by Klarna to let that one go. Everyone has to reset. Simpson was all the way up the first baseline after that attempt for the safety squeeze. We'll see if he tries it again with the infield in. 0-1. He squares. He pops it up down the first baseline. Janis nearly got there. It's foul. So 0-2, Simpson again has to come all the way back after trying to lay that bunt down. Alessandro looking for the first out of the inning. And the pitch misses down and in at 86. One and two, inside and low again. So Alessandro got ahead in the count, and now it's all even up. So still runners on the corners here, no one away, and a 2-2 count to leadoff man. The pitch misses inside and low again, nearly hit him. So a full count. We'll see if there's movement over at first from Barrette. Obvious running situation. 3-2. Down and in. Wow, not even close with any of the last four pitches. So after getting ahead in the count 0-2, he then gives up four straight balls. And the bases are loaded. Barrette to second and Simpson on at first. Charleston came into today 10 games back with an extraordinarily young squad. All of their infielders were born in 2003. And we've got the trainer coming out here to talk with Alessandro, along with manager Cody Gabella. And Wes McGuire, the pitching coach, coming out too. Maybe checking on an injury here. As the scoreboard asks the crowd to get loud. The scoring in this one, Carlos Colmenares has got a solo shot in the second inning, as that made it 1-0. In the bottom of the third, a couple of singles and a walk put runners aboard. Dominic Keegan hit a sacrifice fly to make it 2-0 before Cooper Kinney doubled home a run on a play that ended the inning. That made it 3-0. And then in the fourth, Ryan Spikes got a solo home run. All three of Spikes' homers this year, by the way, have come against Augusta. That'll bring up Xavier Isaac. Bases loaded, no one out. First pitch to him, down and in. Same spot he's been missing in the exact same location now 5 times in a row. Misses up high. Isaac, home run hero yesterday, was up to the plate with two aboard and made it eventually a 4-4 game. Infield in, 2-0 pitch. Broken back grounder to third. The throw to the plate for one is in time. So it will be a forced out at the plate, and there's one away now. As that bat shattered everywhere at the handle, and they've got to pick up the debris here for a minute. Bases remain loaded, this time for Keegan, 0-2, but with a sacrifice fly in there as well, and another RBI for Keegan today. Runs batted in, leading the team. And a chance for more. First pitch to him. Slider gets the zone. One away on an 0-1 count. Darling Florentino is loosening in the Green Jackets bullpen. Base is still juiced, but a double play possibility here. 0-1. Misses just outside, 1-1. One pitch. Gets the zone. Soft pitch there. Crowd didn't like it. Neither did the batter. Keegan, it's 1-2. Tomorrow, Green Jackets will have Adam Shoemaker taking the bump. 5:05 first pitch in that one. Before Augusta heads home. The 1-2. Lined up the middle softly. Workinger going over to his left. He makes the catch. They'll get a run home and advance the other runner to third. A sacrifice fly from Keegan, his second of the day, makes it a 5-run game. Barrette scores on Keegan's 27th RBI of the year as Simpson goes to third. Isaac's on at first. There are two away for Cooper Kinney. Kennesaw, Georgia native, won a couple of state championships just north of Atlanta. First pitch taken down low. The run is an unearned run, by the way, because of the error to Barrette, or rather that put Barrette aboard by Acton. 1-0, fouled off to the top of the roof here at the Joe. And the 1-1. Line sharply to center. Coming in Workinger, and he will make the catch to retire the side. So a bases loaded, no one out situation only turns into one run. But the Green Jackets down 5-0 are being one hit as we head to the eighth. Time for a comeback perhaps here when we come back on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Back here for the top of the eighth, again coming into today, the Green Jackets had lost 5 consecutive Saturday games. And they are on the verge of a sixth as they're down 5-0 here entering the eighth. Green Jackets with just the one hit so far in this one. Jake Christensen still on the mound, the third pitcher used by the Home River Dogs, and it'll be 6, 7, and 8, Acton, Casanova, and Keck due up to bat. The bottom four batters today are 0-4-7 with a hit by pitch as Acton fouls the first pitch off. Yesterday, the bottom five in the order went 0-17. And you're not going to win many ball games like that. The 0-1 fouled off again, 0-2. O-2 to Acton, sliced foul. A strikeout and a pop-out for him. 2-15 this series with 2 walks and 2 stolen bases as well. Also made the error last frame. It remains 0-2. The pitch sliced towards the stands, and it'll get foul. Oh, and 2 still, and this one taken outside and low. Acton will take ball 2. A man is up and warming for the Green Jackets, trying to get a read on who it is. It looks like maybe Darling Florentino. As a ball comes loose from somewhere, and it's picked up. Not sure where that one came in from. Everyone will have to reset here. Weekends have been tough for Augusta, 1-5 on Saturdays as Acton grounds this one through the right side for a base hit. Second hit of the day for the Green Jackets, and he is aboard now to lead off this inning. Obviously, the 1-5 record on Saturdays, and on Sundays, 5-4. The worst day of the week by the numbers is obviously that 1-5 on Saturdays, and then Tuesdays, the Green Jackets are 4-4. Saturdays and Sundays combined for, as you can do the math yourself, a 6-9 record. Not so nice for Augusta. Jair Casanova, 0-11 this series, takes a ball. Hit just under 300 in the month of May. Drove home 20 runs in that time as well with 4 homers. Swing and a miss. Sun is setting, but still plenty of light here and still in the high 70s. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball away. Acton a big lead off of first. 1-2 pitch. Golfed slowly towards short to second for one. On to first. Double play. Second double play of the game that Casanova has it into. 6-4-3. And there's two away. Sort of how this night has gone for Augusta. Andrew Keck now in with no one on, two away. He'll take a ball. Keck, a strikeout and a hit by pitch so far in this one. Swing and a miss, fastball inside. Gets the zone 1-2. All three pitchers the Green Jackets have used tonight have given up runs. Three to Fuentes, the starter, and then one each to Harper and Alessandro in relief. 1-2 pitch taken in the dirt. And the 2-2. Chopped foul, stayed with an inside changeup. Everyone resets. 2-2 pitch to Keck. Fouled off the catcher's mask and all the way back to the backstop. And he appears to be unscathed, does Keegan. As asking for a new ball here is Christensen after that foul. Green Jackets just two hits so far as the 2-2 pitch misses up and away. Green Jackets had only taken seven walks on the series over the four games coming into today. They've taken just two so far. 3-2 in the dirt, and Keck will head to first and stay there as picking it up is the catcher after it drifted behind him. So making the third walk of the day, taken by the Green Jackets. Still just 10 walks now over the better part of five games. Not a lot of base runners and not a lot of balls in play either. They have only struck out seven times today. But that gives them 45 strikeouts to 10 walks on the series, which is obviously not a successful formula. Alexander 10. Next to the plate. One on and two away. He fouls off the first pitch. Oh for two with two strikeouts is Alexander 10. And the 0-1 taken high. Big lead on first for Keck, the 1-1. Popped up on the left field line, but foul. So still 0-2, rather 1-2 now. And the pitch taken on the outside corner called strike three. A three-strikeout day for Alexander 10. We will head to the bottom of the eighth. Green Jackets down 5-0, and a new arm coming in. The fourth pitcher of the game for Augusta as this game inches to a close.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Hell yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Getting ready here for the bottom of the eighth. As Darling Florentino comes in, he's the fourth pitcher for the Green Jackets. Looking at the lines for the previous three, Fuentes went three innings, gave up three runs on four hits, walked one and struck out two. Landon Harper went three innings, gave up a run on two hits while striking out four. Alessandro went one inning, gave up an unearned run with two walks, and Al Florentino comes in as well. Green Jackets down 5-0. Carlos Colmenares leads it off. Already a homer so far in this one. Two in the last 2 days. And the first pitch from Alessandro misses low. Excuse me. Florentino. Infield is back here as this one's in for a strike, 1-1. Tomorrow, the lefty battle on this Sunday, Adam Shoemaker versus Alex Ayala Jr. Green Jackets saw Ayala on Tuesday night in a game they won. And the 1-1 pitch in the dirt. One here, line softly to left center field. It's going to drop in for a base hit. Casanova over to pick it up. And there is the leadoff single. Seventh hit of the day for the home side. That'll bring up Ryan Spikes. 1-for-3, a pop-up, a fly-out, and a homer. The bottom of the order has been productive so far today. For the home team, they have reached 5 times on 3 hits, a walk, and an error. The first pitch here in for a strike to Spikes. One pitch, swung on and missed. 0-2. We have yet to see a stolen base attempted by either side. Meanwhile, Down East has walked off Columbia in the 10th inning in Kinston. We'll get you what that means for the standings in a moment. Runners going, the 0-2. Taken in the dirt, Clarno drops the ball, and there will be no throw. So Colmenares gets into scoring position. The count 1-2. 6 stolen bases of the year for Colmenares. And the 1-2 pitch inside and low. 2-2 in the dirt, 3-2. Not the speediest of workers is Florentino. Added to the roster a few weeks ago, started the season on the injured list. And a 3-2 pitch, taken ball four. So two men aboard here to lead off the frame, just as there were two men on with no out last inning and also in the third. And that'll bring up the power hitting O'Neill Manzueta. Infield and outfield move back. Manzueta 0-for-3 with a pop out and two strikeouts. First pitch, outside, stopped well by Clarno, nearly got to the backstop. Misses down and in, so five straight misfires here. And Manzueta ahead in the count with two runners aboard and no one out. No reason not to start thinking about some big swings here, especially with a 5-0 lead. The 2-0 pitch in for a strike. Big leads on second and first as this pitch bounces in. So 3-1 again, a hitter's count here. Very happy crowd here in this holy city on Saturday evening. The 3-1 outside low, and the bases are loaded. Well, it's certainly been a trend. A lot of base runners today for the River Dogs and very few for the Green Jackets. Colmenares, who led off the inning with a single, goes to third, and Spikes takes second. Manzueta is now the man at first, and that's going to bring out a conference on the mound here as someone is going to begin to get loosening up in the Green Jackets bullpen with Florentino yet to record an out. The infield comes in, signifying the play is likely at the plate. And I believe we're going to have Andrew Keck begin to start warming up. I don't think we've seen that this year. John Diaz first up. He'll line this one to right field. It's going to get a couple of runs home. One run is in to score. Second run coming around third. The throw is cut off by Acton. And it's a two RBI double to make it 7-0. Colmenares and Spikes both score easily. Manzueta to third. And this game turning into a rout here. Christopher Baretze next up. He'll take a ball. The count 1-0. Still no one out. Runners on second and third here in the bottom of the eighth. One-oh pitch. Lined into right field. A base hit. One run is in the score. They will put the brakes on at third, as the throw from Worrell is an accurate one, but it's now 8-0, and this inning has gone from bad to worse. What was a 5-0 game has now become 8-0. First pitch, Chandler Simpson in for a strike. 8-0 the score. Oh, 1 up and away. So should Andrew Keck come into the game, he'll become the first position player to pitch for Augusta this year. It's bound to happen at some point. The Green Jackets have faced one on the mound. 1-1 pitch. Line right at first base, and stepping on the bag is Janis for a line-out double play. So that makes two away, and it means there is still a runner on third. But the threat of potentially even more runs is slightly diminished. Xavier Isaac, 0-for-2 with two walks, chops the first pitch he sees to second. Acton Field and throws to first to retire the side. Three runs come home, however, on two walks and three base hits. And we head to the ninth inning. Green Jackets about to get shut out potentially, trying to avoid getting shut out for the first time in a couple of months.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So we're back here for the top of the ninth. Green Jackets down by a score of 8-0. Been a less than ideal game in just about every possible context. Green Jackets, no runs, 2 hits, and an error. And the River Dogs, 8 runs, 9 hits, no errors. As of right now, by the way, Myrtle Beach, half a game off of league leaders Columbia. However, looking at the scores from around the league, Myrtle Beach is up 4-2 in the bottom of the sixth inning. They could move into a tie for first place with a win if they're able to hold off Salem in that second game, that seven-inning doubleheader. Ethan Workinger leads it off, and they'll take a ball outside. He is 0-for-2, a walk, and a couple flyouts. This one in for a strike from Workinger. One, two, and three here. The Green Jackets just now batting for the fourth time, which means they are truly just over the minimum that you could put to the plate in a game. 1-2, broken back grounder towards third. Spikes, dives, plays, and throws and gets him. So Justin Janis now in, one away in the top of the ninth. First pitch in the zone for a strike. One fouled off. Fan nearly makes a nice grab. It's 0-2. O-2 pitch, up and in. Janis, the lefty, awaits. The 1-2 bounces up. Green Jackets came into today with some hot bats over the last month and a half as Janis grounds this one to first, and Isaac will take it to the bag himself for the second out. But they have very much been quieted. Two hits would be the second fewest in a game all year as Bryson Worrell flies this one over to left field. This could do it over towards foul territory as Berrette makes the catch to retire the side. So the Green Jackets fall in this one by a final score of 8-0. It is a huge defeat. In fact, it's their second largest of the season. The two hits is their fewest in a 9-inning game since all the way back in late April, as the Green Jackets fall for the second straight day. 26-24 now is Augusta as we are 50 games into this season. Charleston improves to 20-30, and they have a chance to split the series tomorrow if they are able to take that one as we enter the Easy Go postgame show. The play of the game today, well, not a whole lot to choose from for Augusta, just the two hits. We will give it, perhaps, to Andrew Keck, who reached base twice, got hit by a pitch, and walked, and was warming up in the bullpen to potentially come into pitch if required. Our IT guy of the game will be Landon Harper, who had the best pitching performance of the four for the Green Jackets, as he struck out 4 3 innings of work, gave up just the one run. The loss in this one goes to Didier Fuentes, as the win will be picked up by Yaniel Curet, who improves to 3-1. Fuentes falls to 0-4. Tomorrow, the TaxSlayer pregame show will get underway at just about 5:05 first pitch, as the Green Jackets will look to take the series 4-2 with Adam Shoemaker on the mound. That'll do it for us here tonight. We'll talk to you then.